According to the National Center for Drug Abuse, over 165 million Americans ages 12 and up are currently abusing drugs or alcohol. Of those 165 million Americans, there is a mom, dad, sister, brother, wife, husband, son, daughter, or grandparent praying and pleading that they would stop. Addiction is a subject most people don't like to talk about and is kept behind closed doors. But the Finding Hope podcast will bring light to the subject and give families that are living in shame, guilt, hopelessness, fear, worry, and anger tools and education to find strength, peace, happiness, joy, and hope. Hello, I'm Amy LaRue, Finding Hope Coordinator for Hope is Alive Ministries and your host for this Finding Hope podcast. At Hope is Alive, our mission is to radically change the lives of drug addicts, alcoholics, and those who love them. We do this through our intentional next level sober living homes and faith-based support groups for the loved ones of addicts called Finding Hope. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm super excited to tell you we have a big announcement coming very soon, but I can't quite tell you what it is quite yet. But what I can tell you is that you need to save the dates March 28th and 29th of 2025. Let me say that again. Save the dates March 28th and 29th of 2025. The big announcement will be coming soon. Are you excited about that?
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
So we have Ms. Darcy Stevens back with us again today. And so we're so excited that you're here. We're excited to be able to tell everyone the big announcement, but they're just going to have to wait.
They have to wait.
And so mark the calendar, so, right? They're going to not want to miss it.
Right. Okay. For sure.
Yeah. Very good. So how have you been, Darcy?
I'm doing good.
Your kids getting in the groove of school and all of that.
Yeah, they're all back in their extracurricular activities, school, all the things.
Yeah, I call myself an Uber mom.
I call myself an unpaid Uber mom.
That's true, too. Yeah, I asked my kids, I said, for Christmas, you need to get me a shirt that says Uber mom or a hat. And so when I'm driving, I'll know if this is my Uber time to drive and this is not.
Right, so. Right. Yes.
But anyways, let's get jumped in. This has been a topic I've been wanting to discuss with you and with our listeners for a while. It's a fun one called boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so we've done a podcast at the very beginning of this, but it's just time to relook at it, think about them again. If maybe you're a new listener or just need a refresher course on boundaries. Because I don't know about you, Darcy, but I've talked to a lot of people just within the last week. Mm-hmm. And my first question is after, it's like, well, do you have any boundaries? And to be honest, they say no, and they don't even know what a boundary is,
right?
Or what does that mean or anything. And so I just want to take us back to the beginning before we got into Finding Hope. Mm-hmm. I remember my first time going to Finding Hope, some of the meetings I would go to, people talk about this word called codependency, enabling, and boundaries. And I felt like I was supposed to know what it was,
right,
and what it meant and all of that. I always describe it like taking my car to the car shop. And I know you've had some car problems lately.
Yes. Yeah.
And them diagnosing it. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so I was also kind of scared at those meetings to be like, because I'm an introvert and I'm a perfectionist. And I'm like, what will they think if I don't know what these are? But I finally came to learn. I didn't know what they were. What about you? What did you know about boundaries before Finding Hope?
I thought they were to fix the problem. I actually didn't know what boundaries were. I thought they, like I said, were to fix my loved one, not really to protect myself. I thought that they were mean. They were there to be mean. They were there to punish, all the things. And so they were probably all unhealthy boundaries, if there were boundaries at all.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So let's spend this today, whether you're listening or watching, that we're going to talk about boundaries, how to set boundaries, and how to keep a boundary. I think that's so important. But what I want to tell you guys is we're going to ask you right now, after I tell you your instructions, I want you guys here in a second to pause this podcast, whether you're listening or watching. And I want you to write down right now take 5, 10 minutes, however long, and write down any boundaries you might have with your loved one. And if you don't have boundaries, it's okay.
Right, right.
Just say, write that down. I have no boundaries, or what you want to learn. And so pause it right now for 5 to 10 minutes and then come back. So did you write your boundaries? So I did this exercise not too long ago, actually, and I had to look at my boundaries and think about it, because you kind of said it too. Like, I'm going to set these boundaries to maybe, like, I think you used the word punish. Is mm-hmm. that what you said?
Yes.
To punish. Or sometimes I hear the word ultimatum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
And so I started to, like, okay, what research? What's the difference between a boundary and an ultimatum? And so through my research and all of that, I found an amazing lady named Amber Hollingsworth. Mm-hmm. So I want to give her the credit, not us the credit.
Right.
And so I started to look at some of her things and do some of that research. The difference, I'm just going to read it from right here. It says, the difference between an ultimatum and a boundary is the way the sentence starts in your head and the way you're thinking through. And so you guys might have to pause this podcast quite a few times.
Right.
We want you to, so you can take the notes, because there's going to be a lot, or you might need to go back and listen to it a couple times. So an ultimatum ultimately is if you, starts with that you sentence. Mm-hmm. If you do this, then this will happen, mm-hmm. right? It's if you do this, then this will happen. Where a boundary starts more of if I feel, mm-hmm. or if I think, then I will.
Right.
So it's taking that you, and I still have to work on it. So.
I know, me too.
And we were talking about it yesterday, and we both had to correct ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we have to remember, a you is putting it on them.
Right.
And something I talk about is, I've always talked about when I, for many years, is a boundary is like a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have talked about it on a previous podcast too, but I always think about like my house and my yard, right? We have a dog.
Right.
And so I have a fence up to keep my dog in,
mm-hmm.
right? To keep my kids in.
Right.
All those things to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
So, because behind our house is a busy street. Mm-hmm. And if they got out, who knows what would happen, right?
Right.
So I have to do it to have that fence up to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that car out there, right? Like, I'm not putting it up to keep the car out, because a car could easily come through, right?
Right, right.
So that fence is to protect them. And mm-hmm. that's what boundaries are mm-hmm. for, right? So
yeah.
What are boundaries protect us from what?
From something harmful happening, protects our kids, protects us emotionally, mm-hmm. mentally, spiritually, mm-hmm. physically, just a lot of different areas that they are to protect us. And, you know, if you have kids, to protect your kids as well.
And so you said, you know, we might have boundaries to protect us spiritually,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
We might have boundaries to protect us mentally,
mm-hmm.
physically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Financially.
Oh, yes. That's a good one, too.
And, you know, just all those things. And so it's okay to protect us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were having lunch with some people at Hope is Alive, and they were talking about walls.
Yes.
And so many times we want to build that fence or that wall around somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, it needs to be to protect us. It needs to be around us.
Yes.
And so sometimes when we said it and using that if I feel or if I think, and I like that verbiage, because sometimes the area is gray.
Yeah.
Right. And I get that. And so if you're listening, you're like, well, I don't know, it might be gray area. You need to go with if I feel or if I think, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so one of my boundaries, and my boundaries, Darcy, might be different than yours.
100%.
Your boundaries might be different from mine.
Yeah.
And so because what I need to protect myself and my sanity might be different.
Correct.
Than what, right?
Yeah.
And so one of my boundaries has always been, if I think or if I feel you've been drinking, then I will ask you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to think, well, what if he doesn't leave? Then my next part would be, if I feel or if I think you've been drinking, then I will leave. And I
good.
Know that's not always, but that's going to protect me.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not then you will, it's not saying if you are drinking, right? It's if I feel like, if I don't feel comfortable in a situation, like whether it's with my husband or another situation, if I don't feel comfortable in a situation, then I will give myself permission to leave that situation. Yeah, that is good. My boundary, right? Just so some of our listeners, what boundaries have you put in place, whether it's with your addicted loved one or not?
Well, a big one that I had in place when, he completed the program was, if I feel or that you have been drinking, I will test you. And, you know, and if you don't test, then you have to leave, or you don't pass, you have to leave. So that's a big one that I share a lot with the ladies that I talk to, or anybody that I talk to. And then to protect myself emotionally, if I feel unsafe in a conversation, I'm going to hang up the phone. I'm not going to answer. I won't engage in text messages.
Say that again. So if you feel unsafe.
If I feel unsafe in a conversation, I will stop communication.
That's so good. I think that's so important, because I think our listeners need to hear that. Because that goes back to what we talk about a lot, respond versus react.
Yes.
And so many times when we're in that, we want to just react. But
yes.
That's not going to go anywhere. It's going to make us more angry.
Right.
And so even sometimes I even do it until, for me personally, I even delete those text messages. So I can't look at it anymore, or I might delete that voicemail so I don't hear it, because I might keep going back, and that's just going to make me more angry and more resentful and all of that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So some things that boundaries help us. It helps us, like I said, protect us, but we also have to think about what happens if that boundary's crossed. And this morning I had, I met with a lady and talked about boundaries. Like, this is perfect. It's preparing me for this podcast, right? And I said, you have to make sure if you set a boundary, and if this happens, then I will, that you can follow through with it. And so my best example is my son, Luke. He was probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5, I don't remember. And my daughter was at practice. And at a lot of these practice places, they have something called a vending machine, right? Full of junk. And I knew we were about to go home and have dinner. He had already had a snack, but he saw the Cheetos. And he said, Mom, I want some Cheetos. And like I said, here do you have a snack? We're going to home for dinner. I said, nobody. It's a 45-minute practice. And I said, nobody. We're going to go home and have dinner. Well, he got upset. And so, and I said no again. And then it kept getting louder and louder. A lot of the times, people would give into that.
Right.
Because here we are at the gym with other parents and all that. But eventually, he calmed down. I just kept saying no and sticking to that. The next week we went back to the practice. What did he try to do, do you think?
Yeah, tried to get those Cheetos again.
Those Cheetos are still there. Thank you for the vending machine people. But I said no. And he did get a little bit louder again. Can I, like, why not, you know, crying or whatever. I said no again. And it stopped.
Right.
What happened the next week?
He saw the Cheetos again.
The Cheetos were still there. Guys, I let my kid eat Cheetos, I promise. But it was still there. And so I, this time he asked, I said no. And that was the end of that conversation. And that's the same thing with boundaries. Is that first time you have to, might have to say no. And that can be a boundary to no period. Is they're not going to like it. Somebody might not like it. Like, but again, remember, it's to protect you and all of that. They're going to might throw a fit like Luke did when he was like 3 or 4. And the next time they might try it again, but might not get as loud. And then the next time they might not even come at you, because you have had that, what we call firm boundaries without holes in it. Or gaps.
That's good.
So I always like to tell that story, or, you know, a personal example with my kid, you know, and it's, goes with our addicted loved ones or anyone. I want people to know, like, boundaries aren't just for that. It's for everyone. It's, one boundary I've even told people to use is our friends mean a lot. Mean, like, they know we're going through something. They want to know how things are and all that. But sometimes we just want to go, out to dinner with our friends and not talk about it.
Yes.
And I have people at my meetings, I don't know about at your meetings, that say, I just want to have a dinner or lunch and not talk about my son. And I was like, we mean well, because I do ask. Like, last night I was texting one of my friends from college and asking about her daughter. She had some medical stuff going on, but she might not have wanted to talk about it at that time.
Right.
And so I tell people, just say, hey, thank you for asking. I know you mean well, but at this time, I feel like I don't really want to talk about it.
Yes.
I will share with you when I'm more comfortable.
Right. Yeah.
So acknowledging them and saying thank you, but also giving yourself that boundary that, you know, again, that's on you. I will share when I feel comfortable or I'm ready.
Yeah. Can I say that the first time I started Community Finding Hope and you said that, that was like one of the biggest things that I learned from boundaries, because I thought boundaries only had to do with my loved one and didn't have boundaries in friendships. And that taught me so much that it's okay to tell your friends, I'm not going to share this part, or I'm going to protect this part of my life, but I'll talk to you about it when I need to or when I can. So that was a big thing that I've learned about boundaries. So thank you for teaching that.
So maybe someone out there needs to hear that too. Maybe they need that permission. I've even had that, like, I needed to hear that permission almost,
right?
To set those boundaries. And so we talked about, you know, setting boundaries that you can keep firm and intact. And I think a big one too is, we all know, right? We can't control another person's behavior.
Right, right.
I mean, if we did, that would be very interesting.
It'd be an interesting world.
It would be. What would you be controlling? No, I'm just kidding. But you can't control other people's behavior.
Right.
But you can control whose?
Mine.
Yours, right? We can control ourselves.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that. And that's why you're building, like we said, that fence around your own yard, around yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's the only behavior you can control.
Right.
I think this is just so important for people to realize. And if you don't have a boundary, maybe you listed a bunch of boundaries and you're wondering, is this an ultimatum? Is this a boundary? Write it all out. Write it out. Look at it. Mm-hmm. Say, does it starting with I or starting with you?
Mm-hmm.
And at my meeting this last week too, we weren't even talking about boundaries, but it seemed like you and I were talking about this yesterday too. Mm-hmm. Every conversation goes back to boundaries.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I was even thinking about like enabling. We can, if we say, I, you know, going back to the, I, you know, if I think you don't need money, then I will keep my money.
Right.
You know, it's protecting financially too, like all those things. And that means then you're not going to be giving the money to enable. Right. And again, it's one of those, I think I'm so glad you mentioned, like, if I don't feel safe or the conversation you're doing, then I'm not going to engage.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time, I didn't know this was a boundary. I didn't, my husband was under the influence and the kids were at home, thankfully, and we were getting in a little like argument, and it was like a ping pong, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. But he was drunk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was not drunk. I was not intoxicated at all. And it wasn't going anywhere. And I just didn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in my car and I drove to Walgreens. It was just like 2 blocks away.
Right.
I didn't know where I was going, but I knew I needed to be out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat in the Walgreens parking lot, and I don't know how long, but I cried. I gave myself, first of all, permission to cry, which is okay.
Yes.
But that was about, because I don't want to say I didn't feel safe. I never felt like he was going to harm me.
Right.
But emotionally, I didn't feel safe.
Yes.
Mentally. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think physically I was safe. I knew, but mentally and emotionally, I was not safe.
Yes.
So I gave myself that permission to leave. And that was a boundary, and I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Another boundary to look back, I can look at when my husband ended up in the ER before he went to treatment. I was just completely exhausted and worn out, which I know many of them are that are listening right now. And I remember my mother-in-law trying to give me his keys and his wallet, because I had been out of town and I met them at the hospital. And I was like, he's not coming home. I need some space. Like, I need it. And I remember telling him, like, when I feel like you're healthy. And I didn't know what that meant, Darcy. I just knew I couldn't continue that. Like right. I needed something needed to change, and that was it.
Yes.
And so that was a boundary I started putting out, like for myself. I said, I didn't tell him what he had to do to get healthy. Right. I didn't tell him what that looked like. Like he went to rehab. He may have gone to rehab and come back home. He ended up going to a sober living until I felt like he was healthy, or I felt like I was in a healthy place as well.
Right. Yeah. That's really good.
Can you look back and see some things, maybe some boundaries you did put in place, or boundaries maybe you look back, because we can't get in the what ifs though, right?
Right.
What ifs.
Right.
But a situation like that, healthy Darcy here in recovery Darcy might tell other Darcy.
Well, one thing that I do share is like, it's okay to put boundaries in place. And even if your loved one doesn't like them, it's okay. Like that's a big thing. I was scared to do boundaries. When I first started learning about boundaries, I would kind of say them. Mm-hmm. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, am I going to follow through? Are they going to make him mad? And it's okay if they make him mad, because they're to protect you. And I look back, and the first time I ever said one and didn't know what the outcome would be, and this was before I had gone to a Finding Hope meeting, was when Scott had got arrested again. And I refused to bail him out, because I had bailed him out three other times. And I said, I won't do it. And he kept calling and begging and kept calling and begging and kept calling and begging and saying he would change and saying he was done. And I told him, I'm not helping you get out, and you're not allowed back into our home until you go figure out what you need to do. So kind of the same as you. And so, but I was scared to death to make that boundary.
Well, it's like the Cheetos story.
Yeah.
Like he kept calling and begging and calling and begging. And you could have eventually like, I am so sick of these phone calls. I'm just going to go let him out.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But you kept at it. You're like, no, I mean, you even could have got to the point where you weren't answering the phone.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you answered it once. You don't have to, but you know, you know, you did what you knew what to do at the time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something I was talking about, phone calls, is there's a sweet wife I've been working with, and her husband's actually at rehab right now. And she's like, I get these phone calls all the time. I'm like, set a boundary for when you're going to answer your phone.
Yeah.
Right. I will answer when, you know, at a certain time, you know, and set that for yourself.
Yeah.
I also tell people, we get so consumed, and I was there too, Darcy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So if you're listening, guys, like, I want you to know I've been there. And so give yourself grace. We're not trying to point fingers that you're doing things wrong.
Right.
You're doing the best with what you know, right? And that's why you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those, we get into such that mode of figuring everything out, the best rehab, the best counselor, the best,
right.
that whole day is consumed by that.
Yes.
We think, oh, I'm going to go. It's actually better to set that boundary of, I will work on this from this time to this time, knowing I'm giving myself in my day. I'm scheduling. Actually, I sent somebody that text today. Actually, I told them to schedule self-care today. But I'm going to put it in my schedule from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that way, it will trick your, it'll start, your brain will start to rewire, knowing when you start to do that research or make that phone call, you're like, no, I'm going to do it at 5. You just have to keep telling yourself, I'm going to do it at 5 to 7. That also keeps you to be able to focus on what you do need to get done for that day.
Yeah, right.
And that you're not just all consumed by this.
Because you can be overwhelmed by thinking about everything that you need to do for everything. You can be super overwhelmed.
And, absolutely.
And then you get nothing done.
Yeah. And some boundaries I also think about is, you know, is putting, one of my big ones I started is putting my phone on do not disturb.
I learned that from you too.
It's from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. my phone is on.
Yes.
Do not disturb. The only time I don't do it is when my kids are at camp. But
Yes.
But I do it because, you know, and it's not because my husband, it's not because of really anybody. Right. It's for me, because I would hear that ding at 10:15, mm-hmm. and our brains are trained. If I hear a ding, I'm going to have to answer it. Right. And so, but for those that do have someone struggling, you're always anxious about that 2 a.m. phone call, mm-hmm. or that 2 a.m. maybe knock at the door, or what that might be. But if it's on silent from 10 to 7, mm-hmm. or whatever you want it, maybe it's 9 to 6, I don't, whatever your, you know, schedule is, it really does something. And it took me a while, but it really mm-hmm. will help you sleep lot better. And then, you know, just don't try not to check it through the night.
Yes.
You know, because there's all sorts of research on that. That's not what this podcast is for.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, Darcy, let's talk back through this.
Okay.
So we know we need to keep boundaries mm-hmm. to protect ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, all those things.
Yes.
Right. And so if we have to just acknowledge that first.
Yes.
And then we have to say, where do I need a boundary? And we talk about the staircase a lot. You don't want to make 5, 10, 15 boundaries today.
Right.
You might need to start with just one.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, I need this boundary and I can keep this boundary.
Yes.
And so it's like, think through, why am I setting this boundary? Mm-hmm. Is it for me, or am I doing it to control someone?
Mm-hmm.
And then what am I going to do if that boundary starts to get crossed?
Mm-hmm.
So think through that. And then remember to do the I feel,
mm-hmm.
then I will versus the you. Can we change our boundaries?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It is okay. Give yourself mm-hmm. permission. People are like, can I?
Yeah.
I said, absolutely. It's your boundary.
Right.
If you feel like you can change it to protect, or maybe you don't need it anymore.
Yes.
Maybe you got to the place where you don't need that. Maybe you don't need to put your phone on do not disturb or whatever it might be. Then it's okay.
Right.
And, you know, situations are going to change and it's okay to change the boundaries around.
Yeah.
And if they cross it, give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. If something happens, it's okay.
Yes.
It will be okay. Yeah. Just do it. And my big thing is making sure you have someone to help you.
Yes.
Is calling. And you called me, I don't know, a few months ago, something was going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And you called.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even just like a week ago, we were talking about something. And it's reaching out. And that's that responding aspect of it. Not reacting.
Mm-hmm.
And it sometimes in that situation, it was a gray boundary.
Yeah.
And really talking through and, you know, you're ultimately the only one that can decide.
Right.
That, right. But being able to talk through it with somebody.
Yes.
Is just helpful.
Yeah. It's so important to have that, because our initial thing is, like you said, to react. Our initial response is, oh, we're going to react to this. But if you pause, take a minute to reach out to somebody who you know is going to give you sound advice, it's good, because then you can just respond in the healthy manner.
Yeah. I know there's a lot we've said, and I know there's more that's been going on in my brain that I forgot to say. But just take some time today or tomorrow to think through what's being crossed that you today need to set that boundary for yourself. Write it out. Mm-hmm. I had someone write out some couple boundaries and send it to me and look through it. And they just wanted to, and we're happy to do that, but ultimately we can't tell you.
Right.
Yes, this is, we can talk through that. And I've had some, I was like, actually this, let's rethink some of it.
Yes.
That situation, just to make sure it is a true boundary.
It's also good to pray, like you said, write them down and make sure you're praying over them as well, because we can also get in our flesh a lot and write them again, like, oh, this is my boundary. Again, it's to punish them. So is it actually a boundary? So it's good to pray about them and pray over them before you decide to share them with whoever you're setting those boundaries with, because you don't always have to share.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I'm so glad. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you don't share the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage you, though, to share it with like someone that understands. But yes, you don't have to share it with them. Ultimately, sometimes you don't want to because that you need that boundary to protect yourself too. Anything else you want to say?
I also keep going back and forth in my mind about, because you said it a couple times, and we both have, that N-O period is a is a complete sentence, because a lot of times us as people pleasers, we want to give the explanation and explain why we're saying no, and it's okay to just say no, because you don't have to explain yourself. It's there to protect you. You're saying no for you, and it's okay. Just N-O period is a complete sentence.
That's so good. That's my favorite sentence to teach people.
Yes, it's mine too.
Yeah, that's so good. So what our challenge is for them today is going to looking back, look at those boundaries you wrote down at the beginning of this podcast, go through and see if you need to reword or rethink those boundaries. Is it a you, or is it an I? So think through those. Reach out to Darcy and I. Yeah. We're happy to support you and walk you through this. We know this isn't easy. We're proud of you for working hard and for doing this. So thank you for joining both Darcy and I this week on Finding Hope podcast. You can learn more about Finding Hope at findinghope.today and continue to stay tuned for our big announcement and save the date March 28th through the 29th of 2025. But before you go, we would love for you to give us a 5-star review, share this on social media, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss this next hope-filled episode. Thanks again for joining me, Amy LaRue, and Miss Darcy Stevens on this episode of Finding Hope. And remember, you are not alone. It's not your fault. There is hope.